So I think everyone is starting to see the need for sort of an internet of social media apps. When I say internet, I mean that in a very technical sense, that the internet, as defined by TCP/IP, which is a protocol, said, and this came about in the late 60s, early 70s, somewhere in there, that said, however you do your networking on your network, to be part of this thing we call the internet, you have to present a common interface. And that defines what we mean by being on the internet. And that common interface was called TCP/IP. And so here we are in 2023, many, many years later, and we have a very similar problem at the next level up, or maybe who knows how many. There are a bunch of levels in between. And so we've got Twitter, which just turned off its API effectively, which actually was a very good thing for this idea of an internet of social media apps because, well, if they had an API, they would probably be controlling this discussion, and we would have to wait for them to do it, and they'll never do it, right? Because that's what a dominant vendor says. Well, we don't need it, and therefore you don't need it, and therefore it won't be. So we've got ActivityPub, we've got Mastodon's flavor of ActivityPub, we've got NOSTR. I don't know how to pronounce that. I've just started using it, but I look at the packets that are going over the wire. They make it very easy to see that, which I appreciate. And it looks very straightforward. As Dries, I don't know how to pronounce his name, the Drupal guy, Dries, I think that's his first name, how you pronounce it. He said it reminds me of RSS, and I didn't get that at first, but then just using it, I could see it. It's probably isomorphic to RSS, which means basically you could just take the names and change them, and you would have RSS. Which, by the way, I don't know why people don't do that. What's the point in having different names for the same things? This is the lucky thing about having RSS there, but everybody keeps wanting to not do it that way because, I don't know, it doesn't seem very smart. It's like the fewer ways we have of doing things, the easier it is to actually have interop. And if your goal is interop, then you want to do things that make it easier, right? Anyway, and so you've got NOSTR, ActivityPub, Mastodon's flavor of ActivityPub, which I know people in the Feediverse or Feedosphere, whatever you call it, they don't want to do that. They want to think of Mastodon as being just ActivityPub, but it isn't just ActivityPub. At least I mean, I'm very confused by ActivityPub, to be honest with you. I looked as soon as Musk's Twitter started pulling out of the API situation when everybody was flowing to Mastodon. They looked at ActivityPub. They thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if this were easy to implement? And I couldn't figure it out. Too much jargon, too many things you have to go read other docs for. I want just a very simple, bare bones, busy developer's guide to ActivityPub, like we did for SOAP. I think that ActivityPub suffers from the same problem that SOAP did, which is it got so architected with so many options that you needed to have a full-time person just to keep track of all the things that people were adding to it and how would you support it and most of the things you don't even understand, whatever. I think it was very deliberate on SOAP's part. What the companies that were behind it were trying to do was make it impossible for individuals and small companies to support it, and that made it possible to be quote unquote open without having any interop at all. Which, when people very naively say, oh, but such and such like Blue Sky, oh, I should put Blue Sky in there too, right? That things like Blue Sky are open and federatable and all the rest of that, I go, yeah, well, you haven't been around as long as I have because I've seen every trick in the book done there, and you can totally be open and federatable, which is different from a human lifetime federatable. There's such a thing as mathematically, theoretically federatable, which is you could call that federatable and one that you can like do in a weekend, which was what XML RPC did. Yes, if in a pinch you could implement XML RPC in a weekend. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could do it. So I could mathematically prove to you that you could never fully implement it because I could always think of something that I could do that you wouldn't understand, but would still be SOAP. Therefore. So what happened, we've been here before and we've gotten out of the mess. There is a way out of it, but what you don't want is you don't want a huge amount of hype and you don't want things moving so fast that people can't talk to each other while they're working and get a chance to think a little bit about what they want before the deluge hits them and then they're just strictly in reactive mode where they've got, you know, users that are trying to throw their weight around. This is what users do. I mean, there's the hype is, isn't it great to have a lot of users and they can go invent the product for you, right? That's the positive spin. That's what the journalists like to write about. On the other side is, as being a developer, it's fucked up because these people have no idea the realities I have to live with over here. It would be like asking the patients to define healthcare. I mean, it sounds great, right? I've been a patient many times. I could tell them how to improve it, you know? I know how to improve it. On the other hand, I also don't know the realities of doing the kinds of surgery that I've had. And maybe the things that I have to put up with are a function of things that I don't understand and that takes a lot of education to understand. I know programmers will look you in the eye and tell you this and you go, and when they do it with me, I feel the same way, is that, you know, I think they're bullshitting me. I think they just want to have their way and they're telling me a bunch of bullshit to make me stop hassling them, you know? We used to call that the programming priesthood. And it was and is a very real thing. Programmers are that slippery, and I'm sure doctors and surgeons and hospital administrators are too. But at some point, it actually does become reality. And I have had to deal with this. I went into this with a very sort of naive approach to this when we were when we released Frontier as an internet tool. And it was a very good tool, and it was very successful. and then the users started telling us how to do what we do, and it very quickly. But they didn't want us to do anything. They just wanted us to do stuff for them, which I guess I understand why. But it's on the other hand, well, why would we do that? I mean, we built this software because we want to do things, right? And I'm sure that they're overwhelmed with that right now at Blue Sky because Jack Dorsey, because Twitter's, they would have been okay. It would have been better for them, I think, if Twitter hadn't sold out to Musk and they had had a longer, quieter period to prototype the stuff that they're doing with a very small user community and then stick with their process. The best programming that I've ever done, in my opinion, was the period between 2017 and I'd say 2021, when I just decided to stop developing software for other people and just developed for myself. That was pretty cool. No noise at all. Just the noise that I self-generate. But anyway, so back to where we're at and what we need. Okay, so basically, we've got all these different things. Let me list them again. You've got Mastodon ActivityPub. You've got ActivityPub, ActivityPub. You've got Blue Sky. You've got Nostra. I always do this. I leave out WordPress. WordPress is, and I shouldn't leave out WordPress because WordPress has kept the faith of the blogosphere. They still support, and it is very, it is a very good way to access WordPress, the Meta Weblog API. Getting in and out of WordPress for this thing I'm going to talk about, which is the Internet of Social Media Apps, well, we've already done it for WordPress. Yeah. And we're going to do it for all of them. That's the idea. Now we have to find a common denominator between all of them, and we have to have an expansive view of what that common denominator is, because we should not bring with us on this new trip the same limits that we had in the previous instantiation. One thing, we need to be able to edit our posts. That was a limit that Twitter had, a limit that Medium had. We need to have titles or not, which means that the reading apps have to handle either situation. Either a post that we get has a title or it doesn't have a title. This is not the hardest problem we've ever seen, by the way. I'm being sarcastic. Well, no, I'm not, actually. Yes, I am being sarcastic because it's not a hard problem. Let me say it without sarcasm. It's one of the easiest problems we've ever had to solve. You either show a title or you don't show a title. Why is this so difficult? If the post had a title, you show a title. If it doesn't have a title, you don't show a title. Why do we always get tripped up over this? We need styling. We need links. Let's bring forth a little bit of the web with us. The problem with these social media apps is they think they don't include the web. Well, they do. Why not? It's one of the greatest inventions humanity has ever come up with. And the biggest feature of the web, the defining feature of the web, I think everybody will agree, is the link. So fuck it, bring the fucking link with us. And by the way, it's gotten such disuse now that you, when you say link, you have to say, I mean the anchor tag in HTML. That's a little technical note. If you don't understand what I'm saying, don't worry about it. Oh, there I am being the programming priesthood. Go look it up. Ask ChatGPT. It'll tell you what's an anchor tag in HTML. I'll check it out to make sure that gives you a good answer. Did I leave anything out? You have to be able to edit. I think I said that. Titles. Yes, one more thing. I'd like to have enclosures. Because why? Podcasting. Because podcasting became a thing. And why the hell shouldn't our social media apps also support podcasting? It's a feature everybody would love, right? Now, all of a sudden, the client app that I use for my social media can also be a podcasting client. And by the way, podcasting clients can be part of the internet of social media apps. And a fully welcome and respected. And they also happen to support... Oh, I always do this. Another thing I always do, when we're talking about the protocols, I have to include RSS, and I never do that. In fact, I think that this is for the internet of social media apps. I think that the equivalent of TCP/IP is going to be either RSS/ATOM/RDF/whatever. It's either going to be, and so let me just abbreviate that by saying feed, okay? That when I say feed, that's what I mean. Feed expands to any flavor version of feed that you've ever seen. And I think that whatever the TCP of social media apps is going to be, it's either going to be a feed, it's going to be one of the feed syntaxes. We can have an argument about which one. I think RSS, obviously. Let's go ahead and have that fight again. whatever. It's not an important thing. I mean, the syntax should be the syntax of... It should be the TCP/IP of the internet of social media apps. That's what we're going to make. You can see it right now. It's in discussions on Mastodon. You see people realizing that we're going to need this. We're going to need an API of APIs. And that's fine. That's fine. What we like about that is there's no one that can turn it off and no one dominates it. Well, at least for a while. We bought ourselves possibly a couple of years of like really fun development work and fun for the users because we can constantly produce new features. And the first new feature we're going to deliver is we're going to get rid of that need to go check 5 different social networks and have to copy and paste your posts into the edit boxes of 5 different social networks. We're going to fix that one. That's going to be the first thing we fix. So that's it. I was going to say, I hope people listen to this, but it doesn't really matter if they listen to this. Everybody's coming to the same conclusion at the same time. Let's work together, though. That's the thing I want to say, and that's what I hope people hear. Nobody's going to end up making billions of dollars off of, quote-unquote, owning the TCP/IP equivalent of the Internet of Social Media Apps. That's going to be a free thing. So forget about making money off of that. You're not going to. So anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.